come out. Well, what happened in Bellflower was also something serious.
And in Bellflower and in Compton and in Paramount, those tornadoes were not really big, and they're not particularly typical, right?
No. To have that kind of tornado activity in that part of Los Angeles or Southern California is very unusual, but you have to understand that tornadoes generally occur over flat pieces of land, and that's why you see tornadoes occur over a flat piece of land and in neighborhoods and in areas where it might be a socioeconomically lower than in wealthy neighborhoods.
Bob Green is with us, the author of the book called Stormy Weather, The Wholesale Rape of the California Mobile Homeowner. And these mobile homes that were hit, it's a mini tornado sweeping through the cities of Paramount, Bellflower, and Compton on Tuesday morning, causing damage in some mobile homes in the Golden State Mobile Home Park, that's in the 1600 block of Garfield Avenue in Paramount, were ripped off of their foundations and overturned.
Absolutely, Phil. We seem to have an idea in this country where tornadoes only hit the mobile homes of the people who live, for instance, in Florida or in Tennessee or in what is called Tornado Alley, which is Oklahoma on up through Nebraska and Kansas, and that really is just not the truth. The California mobile homeowner buys his mobile home because he thinks that there are not as many tornadoes in California as there are in other parts of the country, and that is just not the case. But the fact is that tornadoes are not just affected. The mobile homes, I don't think, Phil, are just affected by weather patterns. And
well, we were talking, and you said to me that you think that it gets even more in-depth and it gets more serious as to why tornadoes are hitting mobile homes.
Well, and tornadoes hitting mobile homes in the state of California as well as in these other areas because, and here's where it gets a little strange, and we deal with this in our book. I really believe, Phil, that the reason mobile homes are predominantly are the predominant structures destroyed in tornadoes is because our father, I don't believe, wants us to live in them. They're not real houses. Our father would prefer that you live in an apartment or in a rental house until you can afford a real house.
And our, now, when you say our father,
I'm talking about God.
You're talking about our father, God.
Absolutely. And again, that does get a little
far out there.
I know it gets a little strange, but when we look at these things, and biblically, you can see where God went to a lot of trouble to guide the chosen people to their own homeland, Israel. God wants permanence. He wants you anchored. Living in a mobile home goes against our Father's plan for you. And to live in a mobile home is to allow yourself to be truly economically sodomized, you're literally taking it up, if you want, Phil, the old dirt road of economic viability, over and over you're taking it up there, again and again, without lubricant. For me, the idea of living in a mobile home displeases our Father and causes this displeasure to be manifest in nature.
Bob Green, our guest. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is part three in our five-part series, The American Homeowner, and Bob has written a book called Stormy Weather, Wholesale Rape of the California Mobile Home Owner. We're not just talking about California mobile home owners. We're talking about all mobile home owners everywhere, correct?
Well, I think that it's applicable, Phil, to all mobile home owners, but I think you have to address the California mobile home owner because they think traditionally that they are immune, and they are certainly not.
But we're looking at the reasons for tornadoes hitting flat land as opposed to mountainous terrain.
No, but again, I think you miss our point. The point is, yes, while there are some meteorologic reasons for tornadoes, you ask the question why they hit the...
Yeah, I'm asking the question why they're hitting mobile homes.
The reason for that, we think, and again, it gets a little far-fetched, our Father, who went to great, great extremes to guide the Jewish people to a permanent homeland, biblically prefers permanence. Mobile home mobile homes really, the mobile home park is really the devil's playground, and people who live at them are as demons in the service of Satan, as demons walking the earth, toothless demons walking the earth. A lot of people who live in mobile homes are not the healthiest looking people. And that,
so you see biblical, not to interrupt you, Bob, but you see biblical precedents for the fact that mobile homes are getting knocked out by tornadoes. God doesn't like mobile homes.
It is not that God does not wish us to live in that impermanence. And I think that there is...
Let me ask you this question. Are you what one would call a religious nut?
No, I am not, Phil. What I try to do is find some answers, meteorological weathers, not only in science, but also in spiritual text, in biblical text. I try to find answers for the weather in the Bible. And I don't think there is anybody else doing what I do. And that is...
You're looking for reasons why we have the weather we have in the Bible.
That is correct. And it is unusual, and yet I think it is viable, because weather and the moods, if you will, of God have always been connected. And I think, again, look at people who live in mobile homes. Do they please God? Are they using themselves, and are they using their lives the best way they can? Again, they are not the healthiest-looking people. And I think we have to look at this idea of biblical permanence.
Dr. Robert Green with us, 1-800-449-8686. He believes that a lot of mobile home parks are hit by tornadoes because God wants permanence, and he doesn't want us living in impermanent structures. Here is Oak Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I live in a mobile home. I am a very healthy person. I am 50 years old. I am Jewish. You could not tell the difference between my home and a regular home that is built on, quote-unquote, a foundation.
But being Jewish, you understand God's leading your people, the chosen people, to permanence.
What permanence?
Permanence in
a
Israel.
A permanent home is a permanent home.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that it's a mobile home or that it's a regular house.
But a mobile home is not that permanent.
My house goes down the freeway doing 60 miles an hour until it's set on a permanent foundation.
Right.
Can
and
you
that
do that with a
God.
Regular house?
That displeases
I don't think
God.
So.
That
it does not
God.
Displease God. It displeases
opinion, it
God if I lie and cheat and steal.
Why do you say it you say that people who live in mobile homes are in the devil's playground.
Because, Phil, it is a place, and I'm not saying this lady is of that kind, but she knows what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about individuals with the mullet haircuts, the chaining their wallet to their belt. I think you know what I'm saying.
You know, when's the last time you've been in a mobile home park? I lived in a mobile home park at one time, and I had to qualify.
Well, where do you live now? I thought you said you live in a mobile home now.
I live in a mobile home, but it's on a permanent foundation on 2.5 acres.
Oh, so you have purchased property, and you are not exactly a...
So you're not in a mobile home park, ma'am.
I was in a mobile home park.
Okay.
And I had to qualify for a $200,000 loan to get into this mobile home park. You want to tell me I'm a devil's advocate?
No,
that
but
I
am
cannot...
saying that as a member of God's chosen race, of the Jewish people, that you should cherish permanence more than others. And to assign yourself to the impermanence of a mobile home.
What is impermanent of a mobile home? That
well,
was 20 years ago. No,
mobile
that was 20
parks.
Years ago. You cannot move a mobile home now without
having... You remember Sodom and Gomorrah, correct?
Sure.
In many ways, the mobile home parks, and I don't want to be dramatic, Phil, are the Sodom and Gomorrah of today. Because
when was
the last time dramatic,
you were in a mobile
isn't
home park?
Well, first of all...
When was the last time you were in a mobile home park?
See, I think what this lady's saying, Bob, is that a lot of mobile home parks are very well maintained. They're sunk deep in a foundation, as this lady's home is. They're not up on the wheels.
And yet, every year during this time of year, we see them victimized over and over again by God's anger.
And
we
how many homes have not been destroyed by God's fury? You're going to tell me these people are
We are talking about people.
Devil's advocates too.
We are talking about people that are consumptive, high levels of syphilis, disease of the tooth and gum. We're talking about bad nutrition, a lot of mullet haircuts, a lot of wallets,
you know
chained
what?
To belts,
let
jersey
me tell
t-shirts.
You something. No, let me tell you something. When these builders start building these homes, where young families can afford to purchase them, and they're not $200,000 and $300,000 and $400,000. My children cannot afford to buy a regular home at the way these prices are. They are taking these mobile homes that are built,
well,
better built
a question,
than a house.
I think this lady's making a very good point. A lot of these prefab homes.
let me ask both of you a question. 95% of the footage on the TV show Cops is shot in mobile home parks. I rest my case.
No, you don't.
I rest my case.
You do
what,
not.
What do you mean you rest your case?
Well, what does that tell you?
What about the neighborhoods? What about the neighborhoods in
haircut.
Compton? What about the neighborhoods in Beverly Hills? What about the neighborhoods in
I am not aware of any mobile home parks in Beverly Hills. I could be wrong, Phil.
Well, you know, there is such a thing as south of Sunset Beverly Hills. You know, Beverly Hills Post Office, which could very well have.
There are a lot of mullet haircuts on those shows, and don't tell me you don't see a lot of jersey T-shirts. And a lot of bad teeth. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, gee, and I see a lot of that in regular homes.
Mullet,
haircut, plus
Camaro.
I see a lot of that in neighborhoods.
Do you
see low-income neighborhoods that are regular homes?
Do you see a lot of mullet haircuts and Camaros together?
Where?
In mobile home parks. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
All right, I appreciate that you called in, ma'am, with that, because you at least against one of the stereotypes, you're Jewish, you live in a mobile home, although it is in a permanent foundation, correct, on 2 acres?
Yes, but I did live in a mobile home park, too.
You got out. You did God's will, and you got
no,
permanent.
No, I did not
you
get out. I got out because I wanted to have...
Permanent.
I wanted,
permanence.
I wanted... to have 2.5 acres.
Yes.
Not that I wanted to have permanence. I had permanence. I lived there for 15 years.
God didn't have... The Jews wandered for 40 days in their mobile homes, figuratively speaking.
Oh, and the Arabs didn't? And
well, where are the Arabs today? The Jews... They're
living
the whole,
in apartments and...
They run the show down there. Come on.
No, they don't.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686 with Bob Green. He's written the book Stormy Weather... The wholesale rape of the California mobile homeowner and radical theory that the reason why most mobile homes are destroyed in tornadoes is that God is displeased with people living in mobile homes, that he desires permanence. That's why he gave the Jewish people a permanent homeland, and that he would prefer you live in an apartment until you can afford your own home. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Happens to me. I'm gone with the wind. And that's the truth.
Robert Green with me on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. An explosive book entitled Stormy Weather, The Wholesale Rape of the California Mobile Homeowner. But in point of fact, because we are on nationally, you're talking about anybody who buys a mobile home.
I am telling you, Phil, that anyone who buys a mobile home, and we do put it into graphic terms in our book because we want people to get the message, you are being treated figuratively to rough, non-lubricated jail sex. I'm talking about some real down-and-dirty punk sex. And
okay, I understand that, Mr. Green, and I think my audience gets that. You're saying that people who buy mobile homes are getting a bad deal.
Well, if you consider anal rape to be a bad...
Wait, whoa. Okay, I got all the imagery from your book. I don't need it on the air, like...
Well, Phil, basically I'm saying that it is an important thing for people to understand... Mobile home equals God isn't happy, and we really need them to know that. Permanence, read your Bible.
All right, let's go to New Mexico. This is, I believe, Chaparral, New Mexico on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yes, sir. I live in a mobile home, darling, and mine don't have wheels. They're all off of the axles and everything. I have a 4-foot wall around my mobile home.
Right. Are you Jewish or?
No, I am a Catholic. I have been raised in a Catholic girls' school all my life, and I couldn't get along without my God every day. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's
I think you're talking to your butt.
No, ma'am. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying you know through our biblical teachings that God led the Jews out of their figurative mobile home existence into permanent townhouses.
No, I don't believe that. I've read the Bible.
You
That's
don't believe
not
that.
True.
Well, wait a second. You understand that there was impermanence in the lives of the chosen people until they were settled permanently in the land of milk and honey. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you understand that, correct?
Yes, I do.
Well, the same is true of the mobile home. An impermanent... Again, I keep going back to this idea of ass rape. The fact that...
Would you please...
You know, I don't...
Wait a minute, let me say something. Yes, ma'am. I don't appreciate that language at all.
No, but, I don't either.
People need to understand this.
No, wait a minute. I have a husband who works 2 jobs. I'm retired. We got good incomes. We got good, bringing good money. I live in a beautiful mobile home.
Beautiful and mobile home is mutually exclusive. I can't. How do you do that? I don't.
You keep talking about mobile home trash. What are you talking about?
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not God. Certainly, I'm not God. But I'm saying You go to the average mobile home. We did a study of 15 separate mobile homes in a highly concentrated focus group. You got a lot of mullet haircuts in there. You've got a lot of film crews from cops coming in and out of the place. A lot of wallet chains, a lot of jersey T-shirts, lots of late model General Motors material.
You know, God don't care what you're wearing as long as you get there.
Well,
as
let me ask you a question.
He don't care what you're wearing, honey. But, when you come in, you're butt naked.
Right.
When you go out, you may be butt naked the same way. So what are you talking about?
Let me ask you a simple question. You've got a truck and a mobile home. The truck's bigger than the mobile home.
Honey,
why aren't you sleeping in that?
My mobile home is 5 bedrooms, so what are you talking about? My truck is bigger than my mobile home.
Generally, a truck's bigger than the mobile home. Why aren't people sleeping in their truck?
Honey, there's a lot of people sleeping in trucks.
Hold on for a minute. I've been in mobile homes. My father lived in a mobile home toward the end of his life. They
God
had three
you.
Bedrooms. They had a huge living room.
Exactly.
They had.
You're not going to, quote, get there in a mobile home, end quote. You understand?
Honey, I've seen people that live in mansions, the drug dealers. I lived in that scene for many years. Okay.
Well, I believe that God is angry and is unleashing his wrath via the ass rape of mobile homeowners.
But it's not on people that live in mobile homes, okay? You're
well,
wrong.
Then why are, well, then
and
why
when
are tornadoes
talking about
getting...
mobile homes being blown to smithereens...
Yes, ma'am.
Look down at Kentucky. That's where I'm from. They
yeah.
just blowed away
a
lot of
Kentucky.
Homes.
There you
that,
go.
It wasn't mobile homes.
Case
it was
point.
Houses.
Case in point, Kentucky. Everything's been blown out of there. There's nothing left in Kentucky. Louisville and what's the other place, Phil?
What do you mean, what's the other place? I don't know. Kentucky is a state that...
Yeah, there's nothing left other than Louisville. Every home's been blown out of there, right off its foundation.
But a house can go just like a mobile home.
Very true. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
You very much.
God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am, and find some permanence. Find a townhome.
We got it. 1-800-449-8686. Pomona on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Pomona, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
I'd just like to say that what... this man is saying is absolutely ridiculous. I don't live in a mobile home.
Are you Christian?
But, yeah, I'm Christian.
You are a Christian, all right?
Excuse me?
You are a Christian.
Yes.
Are you consumptive?
What are you saying?
Are you consumptive?
Consumptive.
What is consumptive?
Tuberculosis, a consumptive disease of the lungs.
No.
You don't have that, all right.
Okay.
Why are you asking that? She just said she doesn't live in a mobile home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm going to not let myself get angry and judge you.
I'm not
trying
to make
you angry. But what I'd like to say is that you have no right to get on the radio and speak to such a broad range of people and tell all these people that everyone who lives in a mobile home is somehow not disliked by God. Like, God cares anything about material values. If you read your Bible, you'll know that God does not care about material values. God cares about what's in your heart.
But you do know that God... Listen, I'm not saying you're bad. I am saying that a mobile home park can be the devil's playground. When you think of legions...
No, and I completely disagree.
When you think
because
of
you don't know... You do not know... I don't care how many people you survey. You don't know the individual heart in the relationship
all right, let me
with
ask
God
you a question. Did
that
you see
every
the...
person in there
okay.
has.
Okay, let me
and
ask you
how
a...
dare you come and speak to
did
all
you
these
see
people
the
and tell them that they're in...
Did you see The
okay,
Exorcist? Did you see The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Okay, Linda Blair in that film had a mullet haircut, had a...
Wait, whoa.
Okay,
that's a movie, okay?
Saying that if you wear a chained wallet or...
A mullet haircut?
Some sort of haircut, then that means that, what, you're condemned to hell or...
No,
I mean,
I'm saying
that
when you go to the mobile home park, you see the Camaro. You see
meaning
the late
what?
Model General Motors. And I'm saying that that's an indication of a consumptive kind of life.
You know what?
Really?
I think you're talking gobbledygook. Number one, Linda Blair in the movie, the character, whether she had a mullet haircut or not, lived in a beautiful house in Georgetown, okay?
Mobile homeowners are a lot like gypsies, Phil. They both travel. They both, and forgive me,
you
ma'am,
know what?
You don't, they
you
both
know
smell.
What?
They both
you are,
smell.
You're terribly
they both
mistaken.
Are not going to see our father when they die.
You're terribly mistaken, and I just pray for
well,
the day
our father
that
is, our
you
father's
have some
angry.
Clarity in your life.
I have clarity, ma'am. I'm
I'll
seeing
pray
clear
for you.
Into,
I'll pray for you.
I'm looking straight at a mullet haircut,
I'll,
and I don't
I'll
like what
you,
I look.
And one
thank
of these
you.
Days, you'll see it.
Thank you.
Thank
Phil
you.
Henry, thank
Bye.
You, ma'am. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And you won't find me within a mile of the place.
Okay, Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Robert Greene is with us, and we're talking about his book, Stormy Weather, The Wholesale Rape of the California Mobile Homeowner. What does that mean, the mobile homeowners being raped?
I think that those who sell mobile homes, see, the culpability is not just with those who buy the mobile home, But those who sell the mobile home, I believe, it is my opinion, know full well that they're selling an instrument, a tool of Satan's inexorable march across this planet. They are selling yet another tool of the, forgive me, Phil, of the ass raping of the...
Can we get off of that metaphor, if you don't mind, okay?
Well, I just believe that those who sell mobile homes know that they are delivering to people something that can be terribly, terribly dangerous and can eventually lead to the loss of something far more important, Phil, than the loss of life, the loss of everlasting soul.
And it is your belief that God doesn't want us living in a mobile home because there's no permanence. You keep bringing up the fact that mullet haircuts...
The mullet haircut is one of the indicators. The late model General Motors, yes, all of those things. I haven't been to one mobile home park that has not had at least one wallet chained to a belt. Not one. Think about that. Now, I happen to know your engineer, Craig Taylor, and I met him earlier. He chains his wallet to his belt. And I'm not sure where he lives.
Craig lives up the street. He doesn't live in a mobile home. Do you, Craig? They don't even have mobile homes around here.
Well, thank... Knock wood, thank Jesus for that, because there's a lot of danger out there, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Zephyr Hills on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just kind of want to make a comment. What about these people that live in Zephyr Hills, Florida, like I do, that go back and forth from here to up north, that are very, very, very strict followers of the Jewish religion, but they live in mobile home parks also?
Well, then you're not a very strict follower of the Jewish religion, are you?
I am not Jewish, but I do know of very people that are very strict about all of this.
Well, then you're not a very strict Christian, are you? Because, again, we have a lesson of
it doesn't matter what I am. Frankly, I'm a Catholic.
Well, I spoke to a Catholic. And if you believe in the Bible, you believe in the permanence of home. And your
then
mobile
what about
home,
these people that lived in tents
well, let's talk
way
about
back
you.
In the biblical time?
They
were those
were
not permanent
God.
Residents. They could fall over with the slightest bit of wind.
If you live in a mobile home, Satan is your lord, whether you want to believe it or not.
You can't say that because
Satan
you've never been in a situation.
Lord.
You've never had to live like people have had to live.
Why do you live in a mobile home? You sound intelligent. You sound like you could go out, you could pick yourself up off of the couch long enough to go and buy a townhouse or a condominium.
Actually, I do live in a house.
Oh,
whether
actually,
that house is a mobile home or a cement block house,
well, you don't
it
live
really
in
doesn't
a,
matter.
You live in a mobile home,
but
don't
you? But you brought up saying that
you
all these cop shows come out of trailer parks.
You
excuse
lied to me.
Excuse me, most of the people that I watch come out of apartment complexes.
Well, I'm afraid you're wrong. And I never said anything about
sorry.
Talk shows.
I know, I'm
what
right.
What kind of car do you drive? What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a 97 Dodge truck.
A truck? Well, there's a shock.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's probably bigger than the house you live in.
No, it's not.
Let
it's actually
you,
smaller than the house
you,
I live in.
Why don't you sleep in the cab of that truck?
No, I don't.
Well, you
I
should.
I think you have the inability
no,
to think about somebody else, and I think you are the one living in a car or on the corner of the street.
There is a decision. Do you like living among pit bulls with chains around their necks, or is that just something that
well,
you have
I don't
to
have
do?
Any pit bulls in my neighborhood.
Yeah, but, oh, I see. You know everybody's
I don't
busy.
Have any of that kind of stuff in my neighborhood. I live on an acre worth
you're lying.
Of property.
I think you're lying.
Come down and find out.
I'm not
I think
get
you
on
are
a plane
too
and fly
afraid
to
actually
pills.
Go into these places to
and
find
see
out
what's
exactly
going on.
What it is to live in these places.
I'm telling you, you people get nailed by tornadoes. Yes or no? Yes or no?
I don't.
Oh,
I live
come
in the
on.
Belt of a hurricane.
By...
My house is stood through the worst hurricanes coming through Florida.
That is.
It
such...
doesn't matter what kind of house I live in.
That is such
I have
bull crap.
Seen... That yeah,
really
okay.
Well, how
yeah,
do you know that,
the
man? The woman's
with you
there.
Because you cannot see somebody else's story.
Point of view, and you can't see somebody else's experience. There have been a lot of tornadoes, hurricanes as well as tornadoes in Florida. How long have you been living in that mobile home? How long you go down there as a vacation, ma'am?
Well, no, I'm talking about the retired people that I live by and help with computer clubs and their computer problems.
Oh, that's great. While their home is going to get picked up and tossed into the Atlantic Ocean, you're going to sit there and play. What, solitaire with them on a computer?
Well, how about you
that's
try and tell
really
these
cold.
People that
that's
have been cold-hearted. Here for 40, 50 years coming back and forth doing this stuff, and their house is still there and in perfect condition.
So there they are. They're getting their mobile home tossed in the Atlantic, and you're sitting there playing Doom on the computer. That's you know what that is? That's hardcore.
It doesn't matter what they do on the computer or what I do on the computer, sir. This isn't the issue.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your call. I think that some people, I think you're missing...
I'm not missing anything, Phil. A lady's sitting there teaching computer classes to old people that they themselves will be turned into garbage by 5 o'clock tonight. A pile of wood, a stack of garbage, an old lady. It's all going into the same dumpster because she's sitting there playing Minesweep.
All right, let me go to High Springs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How you doing? I live in a site-built home. However, I have rented for 10 years.
What's that mean, site-built?
Site-built, conventional home.
All right.
Okay. And I have rented a mobile home, a single-wide mobile home, because that's all I could afford as
and
a young
never
married.
And you've felt God's been displeased with you?
Let me talk, okay?
No, I just was asking. You've never felt God's displeasure?
No. I'm a Christian. I'm a deacon in my church.
Yes, sir.
And I called to say that my parents-in-law, my wife's parents, who are 80 and 81,
uh-huh.
We moved them down from Kentucky, which you say is devastated, which, you
of
know,
course.
You're wrong
well,
there.
No, but
nonetheless...
It's in Hurricane Alley is what I'm
they,
saying.
They bought a brand-new double-wide manufactured home. Now, you're saying tin-can mobile home
Get
is
ready
comparable.
To start digging them out of rubble.
Let me talk to her, okay?
I think you need to practice lifting walls up.
First
okay,
of all, there are as many or more mobile homes probably sold in Florida than there are in California.
Yeah, I believe
that. I do
know that.
In the area that I live, it is one of the three largest selling areas of mobile homes.
And I don't disbelieve that either. Let
me talk. The reason why I called is a manufactured home in Florida, I can't speak for California, but in Florida, they are built to stricter standards than a site-built permanent home, as
which
you call it.
Which means it stays on its moorings another 30 seconds.
Listen,
look, sir, all I'm trying to say to you is, if you've got your in-laws in a mobile home, have you ever lifted the wall of a mobile home up and looked down? Practice lifting a wall up and looking down.
What I'm telling
Why?
You is, I've heard you
you're
talk
gonna see
now
some
for
mother
about
goose
six
shoes
different callers, and what you're taking a small example and making it a generality for
yeah.
the whole big picture.
90% of the people that live in mobile homes are safe and secure.
Absolutely.
And your book, I think, raises probably more panic than it should in a lot of people. Here's Ridgecrest on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a
well,
born
I don't think
Christian.
So. I'd like to, can I get the name of the book out again?
Go ahead.
The book is called Stormy Weather, The Wholesale Rape of the California Mobile Homeowner.
Okay. I'm a born-again Christian. I have been for many years.
Surely you understand what I'm talking about.
Well, unfortunately, I do.
Good.
Let me just say that you are confusing, first of all, trailers with mobile homes, because trailers are generally under 48 foot, and
uh-huh.
they're 8 foot wide. Mobile
uh-huh.
homes are 50 by 12. But that's totally irrelevant. What matters is that under the
what
Old
about
Testament...
those, slipstreams?
Please.
No,
be a gentleman and allow me to continue.
Please let her continue, okay?
Well, she's wrong about the mobile home thing.
Well, maybe I'm wrong on my footage. I used to have a license. It's been a lot of years. I'm an old woman, okay?
Have you got a yardstick?
Just let her finish.
Under the Old Testament, we lived under the Lord's rule of law. In the New Testament, we're under a new covenant.
Not if you're a Jew.
And
that's what I'm saying. You got a lot of Jews living out in those trailer parks.
And the only way to the Father
I caught
is through
the dog,
his son,
too.
Jesus.
I heard the dog. So that's another. Are you living in one now?
No, I'm not.
What kind
I
of
have.
Dog? What kind of dog is that?
It's none of your business.
Pitbull, Phil.
Doesn't mean it's a pitbull.
No, it is not
pit
a pitbull. It's
she
a Dalmatian.
Say.
But if you just...
Vicious, violent animal.
Stay on... A Dalmatian?
A Dalmatian's a vicious, violent...
Yeah, I had a friend's face get mauled by one once.
Yeah, and I had a husband who beat me up, so all men are vicious, too. So, okay, let's get back to the issue.
I mean,
issue.
I don't know the specifics of what happened.
Let's get back to the issue. Christ urges us to live simply, to give no mind to physical need. And before you try to remove the splinter from another's eye, you need to remove the log in your
own. Ma'am, you've got a lot of senior citizens that don't have a lot of time left to repent. Better to get them out of a mobile home than to sit them down and repent.
Here,
get them out of the mobile home. God will automatically forgive them.
We do not need to repent for being in a mobile home. And I'd like to know
So you did live in a mobile home park
with
your husband. If your husband beat you, then you lived in a mobile home park, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You
I lived in a very nice, expensive three-bedroom home.
But you said your husband beat you.
Of course he did. He was
okay.
an ass.
You lived in a mobile home park.
No, I
Some
didn't.
Women get beaten even if they don't live in a mobile home park.
Were you on cops? Yes
what,
or no?
Was,
were you on cops?
Oh,
yes or
please.
No?
No, I've never been arrested. I've only had
no,
two traffic tickets
in my life. No, was the husband on cops? Was the husband on cops?
No.
With a mullet haircut?
Let's get
any
back to this.
Will you
what
forget
is the
that?
Basis of your religious training?
The basis of my religious training is that I had an epiphany. I was in Indio, California, at one of the Indian gaming establishments. I was driving a white Camaro. I had a mullet haircut, and I had my belt, my wallet chained to my belt. Listen to that dog. Oh, boy, if that isn't a Rottweiler, then I'm a gone mother. Is that a Rottweiler?
One of them is.
I had an epiphany in a gaming casino there in Indio.
And why were you in a gaming casino?
Because I was of sin, ma'am, and I was living the devil's life.
We're all
life.
In sin. The only way we are out of
home.
Sin is by the blood
it
of the Lord.
It was blown off its foundation by the crank lab that I had in the back.
Well, you should
okay,
have
you had a crank lab.
Crank.
It had nothing to do with the tornado.
A crank lab, a tornado, what difference does it make? And what I was wearing a white beater T-shirt. And the stuff I was making, I sold to some bikers out in Palm Desert. They beat the crap out of me. So I'm making bad crank
this,
in my mobile home.
I'm beginning to agree with
blew
them.
Off the-
What a freaking moron. Thank you, ma'am. I gotta. I thank
God
you.
Bless.
God bless you, ma'am. Thank you.
God bless you, too.
Bad meth in his crank lab in his mobile home. It was blown off of its moorings. Had to have been a tornado. I mean, I am telling you for a lot.
But God brought that wrath upon me. And
yeah, but it wasn't a tornado, was it?
Well, you got just as many crank labs as you do tornadoes in mobile home parks.
All right, thanks a lot for your call or for your guest hosting or whatever the hell it was that you did. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And I was just talking to Craig about that last guy. You remember before Y2K, there were all those books that were coming out about how it was going to be a total disaster, right? And we all know that we survived. But there was one book in particular, and the name of it is what got me, because it was obvious that the guy was trying to provoke people into a fear-ridden reaction to, I don't know, go out and do something. I never read the guy's book, but it was called Date Rape 2000. You know, like, I mean, almost as if there's some dude walking up to you in a drunk tank. I'm going to tell you something right now, fresh fish. I'm going to pop that puppy's can. I mean, what are you talking about, date rape? So this guy wrote a book about how it wasn't just going to be, you know, maybe some banking glitches. It was going to be full, rough jail sex on January the 1st. Whatever happened to that guy? Date Rape 2000. Now, I figure a guy who names a book Date Rape 2000 has got to be selling something. It's got to be, you know what I'm saying? Because he's trying to get you afraid. Well, you have to do something with that fear. You have to buy something, right? If you were going down the street in the days approaching January 1, 2000, and you saw a store that said Date Rape 2000, come get your gas masks and your shovels and all that crap that people were buying, would you stop and go in, or would you? I'd run from the joint myself. And I don't know how many books he sold, but it was such an odious title, obviously playing into such deep and organic and visceral fear. I bet you the guy didn't sell that many books. I mean, who the hell wants to read a book like that? Date Rape 2000. It reminds me of that. Did you ever see a Heartbreak Ridge at the very beginning of the movie? He's going, hey, you want to pop that puppy's can? You don't have to grease it that hard, jarhead. Just jail sex. Jesus. Back off. Anyway, that sounds like a very interesting book, and I'm going to run out and get it. Now, it was raining last night in Southern California. It was coming down in buckets again, and I didn't sleep. I woke up at 2, and I didn't go back to sleep. And I woke up at 2, and I didn't go back to sleep. You want to know why? Because in my backyard, as you know, a hole has been dug into which a swimming pool someday will go. Well, you know, they haven't put the gunite or steel on it yet. So we had it dug. It's a week ago that they dug the hole, so I guess maybe I'm being a little impatient. But the fact is, while that thing sits there and rain falls, it becomes a large mud hole. And they have wooden frames for the gunite. The frames are starting to collapse into the wooden mud hole. So I got this disgusting mud hole, right? And I'm laying there thinking, okay, they got to bring a grading expert out. That means the guy has to see that the dirt is real dirt and it's not topsoil. If it's topsoil, that means there are fill soil. They have to dig down further. If they dig down further, Scott told me he's going to have to charge me more. And if they have to put in more gunite, that means that it's going to be more cement. It's going to cost me. Now the frames are gone. Now they got to pump the water out. Now suddenly I'm looking at $150,000, $200,000 for a freaking pool. I did not go to sleep. I saw my old man taking those shots of booze back in 1960, putting that stinking pool in, and suddenly it wasn't so funny. Marie says to me, you know, she woke, you know, one of those things, do you ever wake your wife up, your girlfriend, like you just go, hey, wake up. What? I feel like crap. What? I just feel like crap. Why? It's that pool is going to cost me more than money than I got. I got no business building that thing. And thank Jesus I ain't got no money in the stock market, although I saw it went up today, so I think I'm going to buy again. I'm back. I'm bullish on the market now. It went back up, what, 200 points today? There we go. I'm back in it. Clear Channel stock all the way. Yay! I got the inside scoop. Anyway, I woke up. I couldn't sleep, and I said, I'm going to be paying through the Oh, come on, relax. I'm telling you. So I'm going to run home tonight. I'm going to call that pool freaking guy and get him out there and put that steel in tomorrow, even if it's muddy, even if I don't care what. I'm going to stand over him with a 12-gauge. Put it in! So when are we getting the TV in the studio? I asked for that. Craig, when we first came here to the wonderful building of the Premier Radio Network, I'll never forget, it was terrific when we first entered the building. That was in January. Remember that? The bloom is off the rose, baby. We ask for something now, it takes weeks before anybody even acknowledges us in the hallway. They're going by Craig with, hi, how you doing? With the hand over the eyes. Remember that? When we first moved in, we'd say, can we get a chair? You got a chair. Oh, that's great. Cart rack? You got a cart rack. Well, we'd like a little furniture for the office. Oh, sure. And a head man, my dear buddy Craig, he comes by and says, you guys got a table and a chair? I'm going to get you a sofa in there and a chair. Oh, thank you, Craig. Okay. I ain't heard hide nor hair of these cats since, man. There ain't nobody. I mean, you'd think this was a haunted house, this joint. And I said to Craig, he said, where's the TV? He said, I don't know where it is. I said, I thought you told me, because he told me a week after we moved in there, he says, I thought you said that everybody was doing what you, yeah, they used to. Yeah, for about a week, they did everything we wanted. Now, there's nothing. I can't get a TV set. I can't get a cup of coffee. I can't even get in here half the time. Boy, you really know when the bloom's off the rose, don't you? Well, it's been fun. It's good. It was nice while it lasted. Now, we're just another show here. We're like Mike Reagan. I'm joking around, Mike. We're just another piece of crap show around here, like the Dr. Laura show. Just another, I'm joking around. Come on, don't call her, please. Please, if a rabbi's listening, it's a joke. We can't get a roll of freaking tape, man. Not even to tie each other's hands and mouths and, you know, do that. Not even to play those games. All right, so anyway, by the way, our website, philhenryshow.com, which is another problem that we have, the website, but I don't want to get into that. We have raised $123,000 for my friend's place through the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. That's philhenryshow.com. $124,000. Thank you, Mike. It's the Phil Henry Show.